Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
So, Conan, you asked a question in the last hour that I thought was interesting. I happen to have a story that kind of answers it. And it was in regards to, like, you know, can the government tax the metaverse? And
They're going to try.
In fact, if the metaverse, quote unquote, so let's define this concept before we go on. Aria, how would you define the metaverse?
A virtual reality world that is boring and lame.
It's boring at the moment, and no one has legs in it. I'm looking at you, Facebook.
They do in Decentraland, though.
It's digital real estate. It's a digital world.
Yeah, but that crap has existed since World of Warcraft and since Second Life.
Right. It's being repackaged now by major companies. Linden Labs behind Second Life, they're not a major corporation. I mean, they're a successful corporation. They're still in business, and they seem to do a lot of money runs through Second Life. So kudos to them for making that work for as long as it has. But there are no Meta or Facebook. There are no Microsoft. And now
this is going to kill Meta, though, or Facebook.
You think it's going to kill them?
Yeah, this isn't going to be successful. This is going to go down as one of the worst financial decisions any company ever made.
They got money to throw around, though. I mean, if they throw a few billion dollars into this thing and they lose it, then, I mean,
but I mean, if they might fail.
But they're already bleeding users.
That's true.
But there is going to be some organization that goes to town with this, and it might be the Walmarts of the world. It might be.
Yeah, but we talked about this. We're still at least like a decade out from this technology being even remotely feasible.
I think it's right around the corner, and my prediction. When we last talked about this, I do believe it's going to be the gamers who bring this to fruition. It's going to be some kind of a Steam hub where all your games are linked, and you could go into a lobby and you
that
can hang out
great.
With all your buddies.
But the technology's not there.
I don't own an Oculus yet. But how many more years until I get one myself?
What's holding you back?
Motion sickness.
So you've tried the technology. You've tried it?
An actual legit Oculus? No.
Okay, so you don't know if you would have motion sickness.
I know that the little crappy generic ones, I get it really bad.
When you say generic ones, you mean like the Google Cardboard where you put your phone into a thing?
Exactly.
I think the argument there would be that there might be a slight delay as far as, you know, like the head tracking when you turn. There may be a little bit of a delay, and that may be causing it. But that said, there are people who, no matter how good the tech is, they're going to have motion sickness.
Another one of my issues is not being in control. I figured this out for the longest time. I can't do roller coasters. I can't do any of that. Mm-hmm. Adventurous stuff.
You can't stop the ride and get off.
Getting on a plane and feeling that plane take off, I get really anxious.
Wow.
and my heart's beating and I, you know. But I found out that if I'm sitting in the cockpit,
you're fine,
and I can see what's going on. Oh, I'm fine. It's lovely.
Interesting.
It's something about losing control and not being in charge of my own situation is really what it boils down to.
How would that be true in the metaverse?
Well, when I play video games, the person sitting next to me is about to vomit because I'm running around and I got the FOV set at a certain distance and I got my mouse, you know, at
the
highest.
Best field of view for those who don't
know. Thank you, yeah.
It just means how much of the scenery he's seeing on his screen at
flat screen.
And I'm moving like a son of a bitch, and people next to me are like, what in the vomit?
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. But I'm perfectly okay with it because I'm in control, and I know how I'm moving.
I get what you're saying, but how does the lack of control factor into a virtual reality environment for you?
It depends on how much of that virtual reality is being given to me, whereas like watching a movie. I mean, when we game, Aria, we are in control, and that's why it's so much different than just sitting on the couch vegging out for 2 hours watching a movie, whereas we could be actually kind of in control of our situation.
You're in the middle of playing Fallout 4. Why not? Why won't you play Fallout 4 VR?
Or Fallout New Vegas? I mean, sorry, 76, which is an online situation?
Well, 76, that has its own issues, right? But, like, you like Fallout 4. There's a VR version of it. What's holding you back from playing that?
The fact that I only buy things when they're cheap. and I don't want a $300 Oculus or whatever
it
costs these days.
Where's the price point for you that you would say, all right, $100?
Well, I mean...
$150?
Well, first of all, I would want to investigate.
Yeah.
I would wait for one of you two to get it.
And I would keep waiting, man. I don't have any plans.
If you live in Keene and you have one of these things already, send me a PM and I'll come over and
I know somebody who's got them.
I'll bring some drinks or something.
You should talk to Bob. Chris's boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's really into VR. He's
all right, Bob, I'm coming over. And he lives right down the street from me.
He's got more than one headset. He's that into it.
Really? Yeah, okay, Bob, like, I'm coming over.
He's like, if there's a headset, then he wants to test it and, like, get into it. And he says the best one is the Steam one.
Yeah, but so, it's also like $1,000.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Holy
like, you want a really
crap.
Good
yeah,
you want
the
a really
Steam
good
one's
unit.
Super expensive.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, you were still in the first decade of this, right? I mean,
right.
As far as consumer-level virtual reality headsets, it was, I think, 2013 when the first one hit the market, if I'm recalling correctly. So, you know, I don't know what generation we're on. It's probably like generation 2 or maybe 3 by now.
Yeah, that's got to change.
Are we including the Virtual Boy?
No, I'm talking about consumer, like, real virtual reality.
Okay, Ari, I'm actually starting to walk this back a little bit. Mm-hmm. That is a huge hurdle. If these things are, if the good ones, the good devices are $1,000 a pop, that's a big hurdle.
Well, Facebook has
preventing people from wanting to investigate.
The one designed to be used by gamers for gaming is $1,000.
Right.
But that $1,000 is nothing to a PC gamer.
I mean, who will drop $1,000 on a video
on a,
card?
On a video card.
Like that. Yeah, that's true.
Especially considering what they're at right now. Good God Almighty. Video cards are expensive right now.
Well, I mean, everything's going to get a little more expensive with inflation, but...
No, this is a different kind of inflation. This is product
this
that is...
people who are, like, mining Monero and stuff like
that. The demand is high.
Yeah. So, how about this? Assuming you had one of these devices, you didn't have to pay anything for it, you just had one. What's holding you back from playing Fallout 4 VR?
It's not... there. That's it.
You would do it.
I would do it. I would try it out.
Yeah.
And then
if you're not sick.
If I'm not sick, and then what am I doing? I'm stuck with a you know expensive device that I'm not willing to use any longer because it's just, I don't want to.
Well, presumably you could sell it.
Lots of people like roller coasters.
Yeah.
I don't. Lots of people will pay money to get on a roller coaster. I will pay you money to keep me off of the roller coaster. I will vomit.
All right, so here's the story from ArsTechnica.com. Second Life, the long-lived online metaverse that still attracts nearly a million monthly active users, has announced it will now start charging U.S. users local sales tax on many in-game purchases for the first time since its launch in 2003. That could be a significant drag on the online universe's robust in-game economy and serve as a warning for other national metaverse efforts hoping to sell virtual goods to U.S. residents. In the announcement of the move...
That's not really new, though, is it?
It's the first time they've ever charged tax for people in 20 years.
I mean, maybe for Second Life, but I'm just thinking about online digital purchases and video games in general. Like, sort of used, like, back when I played World of Warcraft, if I bought a $20 mount or whatever...
An NFT?
No, a mount to be used in-game, they're going to charge you taxes on that.
That's crazy.
And just like, if you bought World of Warcraft from Blizzard, they're going to charge you taxes on that.
Yeah, to me, that's nuts. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely the direction that these things have been going. I don't do the online games like that, but I had seen something about like PlayStation starting to charge taxes on people in like, because I remember we had a news story. It was the city of Chicago wanted to get its sales tax from like Netflix and Sony for these online platforms and was going after them.
And Amazon, we Amazon merchants have also been hit by this nonsense.
Well, yeah, I mean, the merchant stuff, I disagree with all of it, but at least with the merchant thing, you could understand, oh, well, there's a physical product going to a location in one of these political designations, so therefore it should be subject to tax. I don't agree with that rationale, but in this case, in Linden Labs, you have a digital product that is in no way delivered to a physical location.
It's just changing the status of some zeros as one.
This is insane, and Second Life is going to start charging taxes, which, to me, I mean, I hope it's the death knell for their company at this point. I mean, I got nothing against them, but man, why are you doing this to your users? What kind of threats are they under? More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to weigh in. Maybe you are a Second Life user, and you're just now hearing that they're going to be charging you taxes in the game. No, this isn't Linden Labs, the company that runs Second Life, just getting extra money out of you for their own benefit, they're going to be sending them to state governments around the United States.
Well, and at the moment, they're probably already footing the bill.
That's what they're saying here, actually. In the story, they're saying they've been absorbing these taxes.
Yep.
So they've been covering the taxes for their users for ever since whatever court case decided that they had to do this.
And by the way, you mentioned that you hope this is a death knell for people who want to play a game like this.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft, which we talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
they've been doing this almost since day one.
And they're still doing fine.
They're still doing fine. They
have a
huge, like huge membership.
If you're on Xbox and you buy some Microsoft points or whatever, you're just going to pay taxes on that.
According to the,
unless you live in New Hampshire.
And not, I can't find a list of which states World of Warcraft is charging.
Oh, they have the list here.
I don't think it's all of them. I think it's what?
It's whatever states that don't have sales tax. So that's Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, and Oregon are the four states that do not have sales tax. So if you live in any other state...
I thought Alaska was on there too, right?
I don't know.
Maybe
they got this wrong. I don't know. This is what it says here in the story. So
I know it's not many. Come move to New Hampshire, folks.
Well, no, please. Only move here if you're libertarian.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want more... not necessarily. If you want more freedom. If you want to remove the yoke from around your neck.
Yeah, but some people want more freedom for themselves, but they don't want more freedom for other people.
If you're a person who doesn't feel comfortable telling other people how to live their lives, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So they're saying they're going to not absorb these taxes anymore, and starting March 31st, Second Life users will be billed for local taxes on recurring billing such as subscriptions and land fees. Lind Labs will continue to absorb taxes on one-time purchases like a name change or a purchase of their in-game currency, but those costs will eventually be passed on to users, quote, at some point in the future, unquote.
They're already passed on to users, right? Right. I saw in the news the other day, World of Warcraft recently released a group character transfer where for $80 you can transfer 8 of your characters to another server.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it doesn't cost them nearly $80 to do that. It might cost them $3 to do that.
Right.
And like, but now we've been absorbing these taxes, but now we're not going to absorb those losses anymore. It's like, okay, so it's eating into 1% of your 97% profit. Deal with it, man. And that's the same thing here. How much does it cost them to actually sell some of their digital currency? Nothing. It's a completely automated process.
That's true. I guess they're tired of paying the taxes, though. They want to charge extra for it. Yeah. And I'm saying, like, the difference here between what you're talking about with World of Warcraft is World of Warcraft launched where you can see the taxes, right? Linden Labs
It's in your bill.
Yeah, they've been absorbing it, and so you don't see them, and now they're going to start showing them to you, and that's going to have a psychological effect on people. I mean, maybe you're right. It won't. Maybe these million users per month that they have are so addicted, they're just going to
It is not going to dissuade diehards.
They still have a million players?
That's what they say here.
Jesus, yeah. Those guys aren't going anywhere.
I think people still play EverQuest.
But that said,
the first one.
I'm interested to see how this affects the decentralized, the more truly like decentralized metaverse, newly created systems like Decentraland and Sandbox. These are the two that I'm aware of. There may be more, but these are like in the top 100 cryptocurrencies right now, and they have actual worlds. At least I've seen the Decentraland ones. I presume Sandbox has one too. They have actual worlds where people are already selling real estate for cryptocurrency in these, you know, digital real estate. And presumably, these are decentralized autonomous organizations, and so therefore there is not a physical address that the government can go to and raid their location and steal their bank accounts. They don't have that. So it's going to be interesting to see if these guys say, yeah, screw taxes, we're not going to start charging them over here in, you know, Decentraland.
And that's when the server farms come into play. Where are the server farms set up?
That's a good question.
Are they at this? What was the Native American tribe that's setting
Catawba.
Are they at Catawba?
Well, they're decentralized.
Or are they in Switzerland? Or are they some island somewhere?
Yeah, but the server's sitting somewhere.
Well, there are multiple servers.
Well, then they're
all
sitting somewhere.
The same data.
But how
do you know which one of those servers you need to subpoena?
That's a good question.
Ooh, that's a good way to
look
at it.
Let's go to your phone calls, though. We got Dodger on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Dodger?
Hi. I actually have a question for Aria, and hopefully I don't screw this up. Last time I was on the line, I somehow managed to get dumped twice. So, anyway, I understand, Aria, that you're going to NotFest. Am I correct?
So what?
NotFest.
NotFest or NotFest?
NotFest. K-N-O-T. Flip that.
I am not.
Okay.
I am going to Incarceration, I think is the name of it, in Ohio.
That sounds like fun.
It actually is. And I have tickets to see Slipknot at some point in the next few months, but I'm trying to dump those tickets because it turns out in this moment, and Ginger stopped touring with Slipknot in early May, and I don't care to see Cypress Hill again.
That was my question, was apparently I'm not up with the news. I'm just a busy person. I bought tickets, and I was just wondering, because it was supposed to be Slipknot, In This Moment, and Ginger. I know, based on what you've mentioned on the radio before, that these are bands that interest you. And I was wondering if you knew with what's going on in Ukraine, of course, Ginger being a Ukrainian band, how that's going to affect things.
Well, Ginger is touring in the United States right now, so they're not even in Ukraine. They have announced that they are safe and their family members are safe. So it's awesome. Not going to interrupt their touring.
All right. Well, at either rate, you know, I'm just, I was curious. I mean, I should probably spend a little more time, but I was also excited to hear that you were coming back on the show. I missed you with your surgery and all, and I wish you the best of luck.
Very good, Dodger. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, other than the fact that I'm still an unapologetic pothead like always.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you had Sarah call in a little earlier, which prompted your discussion. She had presented that a sex worker had shot her pimp or however, and you tied that in with how the government causes a lot of these acts of violence by getting wrongfully involved in people's lives, things that they normally have the right to do without government interference. Government comes in and puts their boot on somebody's throat, and that sets a chain of events into action, and then people end up getting killed or whatever else. And I wanted to throw onto that pile, since you're talking about it, that same relationship exists, like Tom, I forget his last name, you can say it, in New Hampshire, said, I'm not going to get...
Hold that thought. We're going to let you continue it here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up tonight, Conan, you had a story about movies and TV shows that are red flag.
Red flag movies.
We'll get into that on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are some of the topics featured in President Biden's State of the Union address tonight. The president delivering his first State of the Union address, with gas prices across the nation averaging over $3.56 a gallon. Negotiations on the Major League Baseball lockout have stalled Tuesday, despite Major League Baseball owners warning they would miss games if an agreement wasn't reached. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announces the start of the 2022 MLB season will not start on time.
I had hoped against hope that I would not have to have this particular press conference in which I am going to cancel some regular season games.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is laying out the next phase of their COVID response on Wednesday. Two administration officials saying the White House's COVID response team and leading health officials will push forward the national COVID-19 preparedness plan during the event. The plan is part of almost 2 months of work by the response team, along with consultations from external experts and public health officials. A new study shows that daily walks may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. A 9-year study conducted by the Washington VA Medical Center followed nearly 650,000 veterans with an average age of 61 who all did not have Alzheimer's at the start. The research found that the group of non-active participants saw nearly 3 more cases of Alzheimer's develop per 1,000 person than the active group. The findings suggested that averaging 2.5 hours of walking a week had a great impact. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number for you if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Hi, Ian.
And Conan.
Going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Do want to let you know that Pork Fest is coming up about 4 months from now. Actually, it's going to be the 6th annual Pork Fest. And Pork Fest is the festival that is decentralized that comes up after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porcupine Freedom Festival last year was a sellout event. This year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has already sold out the campground, and they will probably be selling out their tickets in short order. So if you want to get the Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets, you should probably do that sooner rather than later. Forkfest, probably not a worry about the campground being sold out unless something really crazy happens this year and we get a huge flood of people. But it's kind of like the, you know, the decentralized after party for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a little laid back by comparison. It's open source. You get to decide what to do. You get to decide what to create. So if you want to cook for people, you should do that. We'll probably have a bunch of people buying your cooking.
There are a ton of people buying food during Forkfest.
Really? Okay, good. I didn't know how it was last year because I wasn't allowed to attend.
There weren't as many food vendors last year as there were the year before. But, I mean, that's
interesting.
If you want to vend food and you want to make money, Forkfest is a place to do it. Not Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's already too many food vendors there. Mm-hmm. Wait, too many. But at Forkfest, that's not the issue.
Yep, it's definitely an open market, and you know, you want to have a concert, have a concert. If you want to have a poker game, bring the poker table and the chips and the cards. It's more of a creators event. Although, if you just want to kick back and enjoy a campfire with some freedom lovers, and you know, pass around a spliff or whatever, you can do that at Forkfest. So go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. Mark your calendar for June 27th through July 3rd. All you need to do, there's no tickets. All you need to do is get your campsite, your RV site, or motel room from Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd, and then you can celebrate Independence Day around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. There is a great fireworks show that happens at the campground. Forkfest doesn't put that on. It's the campground that does it, and they've done it for like 44 years or something like that, so I suspect that's going to happen again this year.
Seems like a fair bet.
I'm looking forward to it. That's definitely a really cool aspect of the whole thing. So check out forkfest.party. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the 6th Annual Forkfest this year. All right, let's go back to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you were going to share some thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, to finish up. So the gentleman, Tom, and I forget his last name, who set himself on fire, killed himself on the lawn of the courthouse in New Hampshire there. On the subject of government getting wrongfully involved in people's lives and then bad things happening because of what government has done, in most cases wrongfully. And let me throw the disclaimer in there. Yeah, I know there's been plenty of cases where government has saved somebody from getting killed as well. But right now I'm focusing on the other side of that, like you were earlier with your conversation with Sarah. There was a shooting in Los Angeles that was in the mainstream news that's easily searchable, where apparently, and I haven't read the entire story in print yet, but one can speculate that most likely what had happened in the situation, there was a father who had taken his three children to church, and he had to be chaperoned to church to take his children there, you know, and speculating he was in a divorce, and there was a restraining order against him. Obviously, it wasn't against between him and his children. Mm-hmm. It was apparently between him and his wife, and he was only getting supervised visitation, and we know that, or I know from, there are dozens of times I've read in the news, and I'm sure it's, if I know of dozens, I know it's happened hundreds or thousands of times, where a father or a mother that is perceives themselves as being maltreated in a divorce custody situation, and it's equal opportunity. Many times mothers have killed or tried to kill their children, and fathers have done the same, and then usually following... Yeah, and so it happened again in L.A., and you can read that, and right in church, the guy shot his three children and the chaperone
Did he shoot himself at that after that point? Because sometimes they'll suicide,
I believe
too.
He did. Yeah, I believe he did. And so that's a situation where one can, once again, speculate that had this person not felt that they were being treated wrongly, might not have killed his own children and the chaperone and himself. And then, like I said, this has obviously happened hundreds of times, if not thousands of times.
Yeah, I've heard about. I remember hearing about one here in New Hampshire. It happened in Manchester where a father went to one of those places where they exchanged the kid and shot his own son and then killed himself. Yep. And it's just absolutely horrifying when that happens.
Right. So your government at work pushing people's emotions to the breaking point, and then bad things happen.
Yeah, in the worst possible way. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Just absolutely awful, like how you could come to the mental point where you're willing to do that. It's just beyond.
You get backed into a corner, and there are, and you don't
well,
see.
That's
you don't see
interpretation of it. There's nothing in the news about this suggesting that the guy was pushed to the brink by the government or anything like that. That's just David putting his.
Well,
spin
I mean,
on
he's
it.
Not wrong. There are these situations, and he's not wrong that they're not.
Well, the guy
unusual.
Had a restraining order against him from the mother, and he was clearly not 100% there. I mean, he killed his kids and then himself.
I understand that. I'm not saying that he did the, you know, an understandable thing. I find it to be bewildering that somebody could do that.
I think it's very selfish, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing.
Well, if I can't have him, no one can.
It's one thing to suicide yourself,
right? Which is what happened here in Keene.
I mean, and this happens, and a lot of dudes do this. They because they're supposed to be the breadwinners, and they're supposed to be in charge, and they're supposed to know everything. And it's when and you get into a situation where you feel so lonely and or optionless that you can't control the situation, it's like, what are my other options? Well, you know what? Duh. I mean, it's just
definitely possible.
I can tell
there's
you
nothing in the news suggesting that this dude just was. Anything but crazy.
The guy who burned himself here in Keene, he was definitely backed up against the wall. He didn't have any other options.
Yeah, he was ready to go to jail.
Right, that's that one
again.
Guy, though. No,
I get what you're saying, Aria, but David's point is solid because there are a lot of examples of this happening to otherwise productive people who have been just screwed so hard by the system that they believe this is the only way out. It's crazy. This is a person who has gone insane, obviously. Anyone who shoots their own kid is insane. But the fact is, it's not the only time that that's happened. The guy that did it in Manchester, I knew who that person was. He hung around with the Free Staters a lot. He had come to Keene with his kid and had come to, like, Social Sunday at one point. And no one saw it coming. No one thought, oh, this guy's crazy. Oh, this guy's a danger to his own son. He seemed like a well-adjusted, sane, you know, libertarian person. All of a sudden, he snapped and took his own kid's life and his own life right there in the little transition zone building or whatever it is they have for the parents. So I don't know what was going on in his life. I don't know what decisions had led up to that. I don't have those details, but I can tell you it was a huge surprise to everybody when that happened. So anyway, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's a pretty dark territory.
On a lighter note, I'm sure we can tear this BuzzFeed up. We can turn this into something a little heavier. Especially the movies that we're going to be talking about are a little dark.
They're heavy, yeah.
But this is definitely a much, much lighter note. This BuzzFeed article, it may be a red flag if a guy is a super fan of any of these 20 movies and TV shows.
Is this written by a woman?
I can only find BuzzFeed as the host of this. Yes, I would like to figure out, because it's telling. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not my opinion. I think that I might agree with one or two of these.
What is a super
movies.
Fan?
Superfan is people who know the dialogue, they know the information, they know who
the stars.
They know how much money was spent producing the movie and how many weeks it was on at the the top of the list, top of the charts. What year it came out?
Well, just about anyone who's a superfan of anything is sort of a red flag.
They watch it every year, once a year.
Yeah, this person's obsessing to that degree over this little thing. This is
a BuzzFeed, man. They're just looking for clicks. This is a fun clicky.
Don't overanalyze it. We're gonna get into it. It's the 20 movies and TV shows. So that's coming up here, and I don't know if they're in any particular order.
No, they're just all over. They're just sporadic.
All right, so we'll get into it here, and you can share your thoughts. Do you know a super fan who's a red flag?
An unhealthy super fan.
We'll get into it, and you can share your thoughts as well. It's 603-283-6160. It's coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open 603-283-6160. Ian Arya Conan in the studio tonight. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have a social media platform that we operate. There's no big media, big tech corporation involved. It is Mastodon-based, which means it's open source, it's federated, it's self-hosted, and you can go and post your opinions there over at social.freetalklive.com. And if RT signs up, RT is welcome to post over at social.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and check that out. We're going to get into this 20 movies and TV shows that are alleged red flags if somebody is a super fan, according to BuzzFeed. Conan, you've got that story. But first, Jack is on the line in Washington. Go ahead, Jack.
I'd like to say it's nice to have Arya back.
Thank you. I agree.
And so I picked Sarah. But if you had to pick between David from Albuquerque, Sarah from Albuquerque, or Putin from Russia to babysit your children for 1 week, I want answers on this. Please don't just skip it. Which one would you leave your kid with? I picked Sarah because she's a woman, I guess.
This is horrible, man. What?
I asked someone earlier today a very similar question. I was like, okay, you have to listen to one of these bands every single day for the rest of your life. Is it Led Nickelback? Zeppelin. Or is it... Man, I can't even think of them. Maroon 5 was another one. It is just three of the worst bands you can think of.
Are you at least paid to do this? Or just,
no, like, this is just the game.
This is your hell.
Yes.
They're asking you, what song in hell would you want
to
be
not
tortured?
Distracted.
No, you have to leave your kid with somebody.
What is the answer to Jack's question? Do you guys want to answer the question?
Well, as the Putin apologist here in the room, I'm going to say Putin.
I would have said Putin as well.
I would have said Sarah.
Because at least he has money.
Oh.
I don't think Putin would actually take care of my kid. He would pay a housekeeper, one of his housekeepers, to do it for me.
And Sarah would be the housekeeper that he paid.
Sarah doesn't work.
Sarah
probably has never worked in her whole life.
She won't move to Russia. We've asked her why she won't go to the place she believes is communist. She won't go to Canada. She won't go to Russia. She won't
probably
go to
China.
She won't.
We need to do a PayPal.
LRN.FM.
Drop you just in case because it was a little too close for me. But I think we did answer the question in that particular case. But why, Sarah?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want my kids
Putin, for sure.
I wouldn't want my kids indoctrinated by a commie.
Yeah, I would.
How often?
Sarah is more communist than Putin.
How often is she going to have to babysit?
He did say just for a whole week.
Kids rebound. They bounce back.
All right, let's get into the story, Conan, from BuzzFeed. Is it a red flag if a guy is a super fan?
Red flag movies aren't bad movies, but they're definitely telling ones when they are being hailed as a guy's favorite. Number one on this list, Scarface.
I have never finished Scarface.
Scarface is a long movie.
I get like 20 minutes from the end, and I'm like, all right, I'm done.
I saw it once.
And it is a little twisted. It's the I'm going to say especially that that shower scene with the chainsaw.
That's early, though, in the movie.
Yeah, so you probably saw it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I had a lot of Puerto Rican buddies growing up who loved that movie. It was like their guidestone.
Mm.
And, of course, they were all wannabe gangsters, and that made... Completes. Even though he was Tony was a Cuban, and supposedly the Latins in Florida, they all hate each other. It's crazy. All right, Scarface, that's on the list.
Are we going to read their sensible reasons why this is?
No, because we don't have time. We don't have time to get all through 20. But I mean, if any of you want to jump
like
in,
it's kind of obvious. If someone is just obsessed with the movie Scarface, they're probably a little twisted.
Yeah. All right, here's the blurb. The guy was a maniac, and he was a drug dealer, and he lived an opulent, crazy life.
There's nothing wrong with any of that except for the being a murderer part.
Except for being a super fan of that guy.
Mm. Well, I mean, you can be, sure, he's a drug dealer. He lives an opulent life. Who cares, right?
A lot of girls want that.
It's the killing people part where he goes awry.
I think pretty much everything he did was pretty nasty. He was a nasty character. He was a nasty dude.
No doubt.
Number two on this list, another nasty character, American Psycho.
Yeah, he's pretty nuts.
He's pretty nuts. And one of my best friends, this was his favorite movie of all time.
Oh, no. No, it was okay.
It was interesting, but yeah, I've only seen it a couple times myself.
I would never go watch it a second time. I saw it once.
Yeah.
That was enough.
Number three on this list, one of my favorites. Uh-oh. Fight Club.
That's for people who don't get it, though.
That's exactly what this says. Most of the men who fanatically love Fight Club don't even get it. It shows. If you walked away admiring Tyler Durden, keep walking. And I'm going to say there are two camps on the do you really know what's going on in the Fight Club movie. You have your feminist types and your wokies and your Soylents. And then you have this manosphere, let's get back to the masculine standard, who both see this movie as two different things. And it's, in my book, any movie that can divide like that.
Isn't it just about a crazy person who, it's been years since I've seen
it. It's about an incel who creates a split personality for himself because he can't stand the fact that he's this loser.
Yeah.
So he creates this hyper-masculine version of himself.
Right, and they bomb like the
And then he ends up waking up finally, realizing what's going on, that he's been taken over by this, and he ends up literally and metaphorically shooting his alter ego.
Hmm.
It's a very interesting movie.
No, it was great. I remember liking it when I saw it, but I'm certainly not I probably haven't seen it in 20 years.
A little bit more twisted.
I'm trying to. Yeah, he has a conversation with God at the end of the book.
I don't recall that part.
Number four on this list, Pulp Fiction.
Never seen it.
Holy crap. It's a fun little...
That's a huge movie from the 90s.
It's like Tarantino's breakout movie, and it was probably his last good movie. He does interesting things, but he had the foot fetishist Tarantino. It was weird. I, the best part of that movie is the dialogue.
It's a really neat
story, and it's really neat how the narrative is pieced together like a puzzle, where it doesn't flow linearly. What's the word?
Linearly.
And it's just all pieced together, and I think that makes for a really good movie. Number five, another one of my favorites, but I understand where this is coming from. V for Vendetta.
Yeah, I didn't finish that movie. I've seen this article, and it was for the reason. Yeah, for the exact reason they outlined. Which is that the hero in this movie pays his suffering forward and traumatizes someone to exactly the same extent that it was done to him.
Yeah, he's a predator, and definitely you've got some Stockholm syndrome going on here,
where he
captures and enthralls this poor girl and tortures her for like a whole year or something, And turns her into his minion to go be one of his go fight for me minions. It's kind of a twisted flick.
It's an excellent movie, though, I got to say. It's definitely
a good movie.
Fun, well, you didn't finish it, but...
because I knew how it was going to end as well.
I'm a fan of the author, by the way, the original author, Alan Moore, who does a lot of good work.
It was obvious he was going to end up in some situation and over his head, and she was going to come to his rescue, and they were going to reunite, and they were going to be friends again. Typical cliche.
And overthrow the bad guys, which in this case was the English government.
Yeah,
Alan Moore was really
upset.
Alan Moore was exceptionally upset about that because it was staged in America.
Mm.
But Hollywood didn't like that.
Interesting.
It didn't like that way. Number six on this list, The Punisher. And I don't know.
Never seen it.
Lots of different variants. There's a show. There's a TV show right now.
Right.
You got a couple of movies.
Yeah.
Is this about the guy who punishes the superhero who punishes bad cops or whatever?
He shoots people.
This is The Punisher is the one that cops emulate. They want his.
They got that skull.
They got his skull on their on their equipment, and I think one of the authors, one of the comic book authors, came out and said, "You cops need to stop this because you're dumb because the Punisher."
Well, he's
anti-cop.
Right?
Well, that's another sat. Judge Jed is another satire.
Not the movie that they made in the '80s. Or the 90s, or whenever it was, Sylvester Stallone, I think it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He loved it. He was like, this is great. This brutal dictator guy, he's the best thing ever.
Some people just don't get it. Number seven, and I totally agree with this one.
Movie.
If you like this movie, you've got problems. A Clockwork Orange.
Dude, I love that movie.
It's wacky.
Oh, it's wacky.
It is wacky.
It's wacky in a bad way.
Movie.
It's very disturbing. There's rape scenes and there's murder scenes and
yeah. I was not enthralled in any way by that movie.
I really, really, really like the soundtrack. And that's it. I actually own the soundtrack.
I like the movie because it made the book accessible. I tried to read the book first.
It's talking this weird Russian Cockney.
Yeah, it's nonsense. I didn't understand anything that was going on in it. So I was like, okay, I will just watch the movie. And the movie gave me the plot in a way that I could understand. It had some really horrific moments that weren't enjoyable.
I would only watch it for historical learning time, not before.
Should we pick this up next week, Conan?
There's a lot more.
I know we're not quite to number, not even to number 10 at this point.
Number 8, and I don't even get this. I don't understand this at all.
I've never seen it.
I've only seen it once, and I don't remember any part about it. The Social Network.
About Facebook, right?
The Social Network paints Mark Zuckerberg as the uncomfortably nerdy nerd who strikes it big and makes friends and enemies along the way. We know a little bit more about Zuck now, and if you're still a fanboy, it's a no here.
I've never seen the movie. It's hard to imagine anyone could be a fanboy of a movie about Mark Zuckerberg.
The soundtrack is good. Nine Inch Nails did it. Trent Reznor did it.
Out of time tonight. Maybe we'll do more of this.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.